Nicky, fantastic to see you here, man, and congratulations. Let's start with the under-19s. How do you think they went overall?
But Matt, I think like a lot of zones, the under-19s were sort of put together pretty late. You know, it's a difficult age group, and it is for all zones. You know, we had a couple of tremendous coaches, Craig Campbell and Pete Roberts, and the manager, Ros Leash, from Mudgee. She's crazy. So we managed to get 24 kids here, which you know, we were pretty pleased with. I think about 8 of those kids are 18, so they should be back for another crack next year. Look, you know, we certainly wanted to finish higher than 5th. They didn't have the best day yesterday, but they could have just, you know, spat the chewy. But they fronted up this morning and played a tremendous game and got a good win. So, you know, finish 5th. Seedings next year, well, it'll be a bit tougher for us, but it is what it is. And, you know, we're really pleased with them.
How do you see that Colts space? You've got 4 or 5 Colts teams, and there's interesting places like Central North and New England who throw all their Colts in with grade. While Newcastle hasn't even got any Colts at all, it's a really tough room, as you said, but you should be excited by the work that, in spite of Phil English, you know, the under-14s won, you know, the country champs here, and also, you know, at the moment the 14s are hosting in Orange as well, the state champs, which is another great bow for the zone.
Yeah, look, definitely, but, you know, look, that Colts age group, it is hard. We've got 6 club teams. You know, I watched the Newcastle Hunter guys, their Colts side. Obviously, like you said, mate, they don't have a Colts comp, and it was pretty obvious to me that those kids were playing grade football, yeah. and they took out the title, and deservedly so. I think, you know, that's great, that's aspirational rugby, but, you know, out in the bush, Central West, mate, we just want people playing the game. So, you know, for us to have Colts, maintain Colts, the clubs do a great job, well coached, and the coaches has to be the Pied Piper at that age group. Yeah. We've got 6 tremendous coaches out there in the Central West at the clubs that have Colts. You know, we'll keep chipping away. As for our 14s, well, you know, well done. You know, they work hard. They deserve to win. But so do all our other rep teams. And look, it's not just the Central West. There's a lot of good people doing a lot of stuff out there in country.
We've got the women's. What a great job they did. It's a real challenge for this new burgeoning version of the game in a lot of ways to a lot of people who have just woken up to it, even though the Wallabies have been around forever. And Central West has been producing players like Megan Shanahan and the like to play for the Wallabies and the like. To take girls from the 7s to the 15s was always a very courageous step by New South Wales Country Rugby. And you guys have been able to get the job done and win the title. You've got Ferg, and you've also got Em McDonald and also Jack, who were part of the Brumbies Super W team.
Yeah, look, mate, we had 2 tremendous girls that we left at home as well. Claire Wilmington from CSU, yeah. She's outstanding footballer, mate. She broke a leg a few weeks ago, so that was disappointing. And Jakiya Whitfield is doing great things for the Bathurst, yeah, Bulldogs, but she's in the Australian Youth 7, so she'll probably find a pathway into Sydney at some point. Yeah, mate, we're really proud of our women's game, mate, the West Fun Ferguson Cup. You know, we've got 15 teams this year, and the girls play 10 aside at the moment, but when they show up and they got extra numbers, they play 12s or 15s. So, and, you know, we have developing teams. We've got well-established teams. Some of the developing teams, they get a bit of a touch-up till half-time, and then the girls say, you know what, let's swap players. And so the feeling amongst the women's rugby in our zone is something, you know, I think we're all proud of. Girls just get it. And their victory today was just outstanding, and not to leak a try. Oh, God, you know, for the whole tournament. Really proud of them, and just a really good bunch of girls. We've got young girls, we've got middle-aged girls, we've got a couple of older ones in there too, and a few of them are mums, and, you know, and they've just gelled well, and, you know, they deserve that victory. I'm really proud of them.
Well, as part of the women's experiences, you blokes hosted a Bill Corp CBW game out of Bathurst with the Waratahs and the Rebels. How did that work for you guys, and we'll be looking forward to more of that in the fullness of time?
Yeah, look, mate, Bathurst Bulldogs have worked hard on their facility and deserve to host events like that. Mate, that was a tremendous day. Made a really big and vocal crowd. You know, we're a little bit worried about New South Wales v the Rebels, given the Rebels' early form. You know, New South Wales won well, but the Rebels weren't disgraced, and they really stepped up and made a game of it. And, you know, talking to a few of the New South Wales girls afterwards, they had to work for that result. So, mate, overall, mate, tremendous day, and, you know, mate, anything we can do in our zone to push women's rugby, we will.
Of course, unfortunately, the Caldwell Cup is going to the Central West, but great job. Really had the game in the bag after about 15 minutes, and you would say that with the tour have been the big defining factor in that, because you got combinations, but you had some fellas who didn't turn up either who don't get to have the medal also. But really, just one of those things, just a fantastic performance over the weekend. And
yeah, well, first of all, it's not unfortunate that the Caldwell Cup's coming to the Central West, Wixie, mate. Mate, we're pretty happy to have it, and it's been a while. You know, there's murmurs, you know, well, they should win because they went to New Zealand. Well, yeah, we went to New Zealand so we can win.
That's okay.
You know, like, that's how it is. Why did we do it? Because we had good people, we had very good partners and sponsors that supported us to get there, a board that was willing to take a chance, and the board invested money in it as well. And then we managed to hook up with the Crusaders, and, you know, what we had over there, it was a tremendous rugby experience on and off the field.